This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, well, Jeff in Alabama might be facing a very chilly situation soon with no insulation in the outside walls. What happened? How'd this happen?
Well, the house was built in the early 50s, and apparently it was just never built with any in there. I discovered it while doing some electrical work. And I've heard that blown-in insulation is the right answer for this problem, but I can't figure out how to start and stop the blowing machine fast enough to get more insulation in the walls than in the living room.
You're doing it yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know, I tell you what, congratulations, Jeff, for trying it yourself. I probably wouldn't try that myself. I mean, I think if you do that every day, you get pretty good at timing on that, because you're right. When you use blown-in insulation, you need to get enough in to do the job, but not so much in that it leaks out all over the place. There's also an art to how much pressure that you want that insulation to be packed into the walls. If you don't put enough, it settles, and then you end up with cold spaces at the top of the wall bays within a year or two. And if you put too much, you can actually lift the wallboard off of the walls. So I can't give you the magic solution on how to do it yourself, just to say that I recognize that it's a tricky job and that those are the two extremes that you're trying to work within. Now, have you been able to get any advice from the people that apparently rented you the gear?
No. Unfortunately, the guys at the store there, their attitude is, well, here's the machine, here's the insulation, good luck.
As they giggle as he walks out the door.
Exactly. If the credit card clears, they're happy enough with that.
Well, I'll tell you what, it sounds to me like if you're getting it all over the place, you're probably towards the end of having maybe too much in there, but hopefully practice makes perfect and it gets neater as the job goes along. Okay, Jeff?
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling the Money Pit. Sometimes we can help him, and sometimes we can't, Leslie.
That's a brave man.
That is a very brave man there down in Alabama. All right, let's see if we have more success on our next call.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.